An important part of meditation is being alert to what you're doing. You remember what you should be doing. That's what the intuitive mindfulness is. And you have the desire to do this well. So you have to make sure that you're actually doing it well. This quality of alertness is something the Buddha taught from the very beginning when he was teaching his son Rahula. He said, be alert to what your intentions are. Be alert to what you're doing while you're doing it, what the results are. And then be alert to the results over the long term. It's that way that you check yourself. So the question came up yesterday, how do you know that your motivations are pure? Well, you act on what you think are your purest motivations, and then you look at the results. And you have to develop your ability to see clearly. That's one of the reasons why we meditate, to catch the mind in its little tiny movements. So you can see what's actually happening. That way you begin to see that there are areas in which you thought everything was perfectly fine, but you're still causing unnecessary stress. And that way you can stop. It's this ability to step back and watch yourself that allows you to develop. If we were machines that were just doing what we were programmed to do, there'd be nothing to learn. But the fact that we have the choice to look and then change our minds about what we're going to do, that allows us to learn. And you learn how to compare things. The Buddha said the beginning of discernment is when you compare different states of mind, dark states of mind and bright states of mind, good states, bad states. And this ability to compare carries all the way through. When you're thinking about people to associate with, the Buddha says, compare them. Who, when you associate with this person, will actually help you? Which person will be more helpful? And then you look inside yourself so you can learn how to discern which of your own intentions are not to be followed and which ones are to be followed. The Buddha said he himself got on the right path when he divided his thoughts into two sorts. Those that came from unskillful mental states and those that came from skillful mental states. Because he saw the ones that came from unskillful mental states would lead to bad consequences. Now, how did you know that? Because he was alert. He watched what he was doing. He watched what the results were. That's how he learned. So this is where your focus should be when you're in the present moment. You're not just here to enjoy the present moment in its plenitude with all the birds and other things that are happening right now. The most important thing that's happening right now is what you're doing right now. So focus your attention there and develop your powers of discernment as to what's skillful and what's not skillful. Compare your actions, compare the results. And it's in that way that you grow.